I couldn't tell the difference between a quilt and a comforter.
Did you remember what a bolster was?
A what?
A bolster on a bed.
Bolster.
It's sort of a pillow business. They keep the pillows, wrap the pillows up in kind of a cylinder like, and put them across the bed.
A pillow slip.
Well, something that goes from one end to the other end, you might say it goes clear
across.
Okay. Would you ever say clean across?
Yes.
You would have said it too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Across.
Now, do you ever remember when there were a lot of visitors in the house, you might make up, put a couple of comforters or quilts on the floor, make up a bed for
a bunk?
Would you call that a bunk? On the floor? Do you ever call it a pallet? I mean, it might be a bunk.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. Now, there's another word for rich black soil. You remember any?
Fertile?
Or a special name for a rich black soil? Do you call it loam?
Black loam?
Now, a field that you'd let grow in grass and clover, you might call it the what? Special word for that?
Well, grassland, or...
Would that be a meadow?
Meadow, yeah.
You never would have called it a swale? Swale?
Swale?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, a field that you have, let's say it's wet most of the year, you might call that your what?
Muddy.
Well, it's a special word for...
Overflowed? If you mean if the water's standing?
Yeah, it's the place where, let's say, the river overflows and the water gets into here and it can't get out and there are tall weeds growing.
Wall?
Would you call it a swamp?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, swampland.
Did you make a distinction between this sort of land that's wet most of the year, that's inland, as opposed to land that's like along the coast of a sea or a lake? In other words,
shore?
Uh-huh. Would you talk about a marsh, for example?
Marsh, yeah.
Is a marsh the same as a swamp?
Well, I would think so.
Some people make a distinction, they call a marsh along the sea, but a swamp inland, you know. Well, I don't have that distinction either. Now, what kinds of water, bodies of water, are around here? Is there a river?
Yeah, rivers and ditches.
What's a ditch?
Well, it's a ditch is usually what homemade cleaner make flow for the water to flow in.
What's, do you have any small streams?
Well, creeks, I call it creeks, like, timbers mostly, you call them creek.
Like what? I'm sorry, timber?
I mean like in a timber, I usually call that a creek, a stream. Stream in a timber.
What's a timber? You mean a lot of
trees, yeah.
Could you tell me some of the names of some streams around the neighborhood here? Cricks or whatever they are?
Well, you mean what do you...
Their actual names, like the king, I guess the river around here.
Gooseberry Creek or...
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see, that ditch through our field is... what in the heck is that? That's got a name.
It's the one that goes through ours too.
Huh?
It's the one that goes through our land too.
Yeah. It goes right around. Gee whiz, that they got a name for it.